Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the regular Honeyridge family and to anyone else who might be attending or listening this morning. We are continuing in this series of daily devotions on the Book of Psalms, and I've chosen to look at Psalm 118. We will look at it in two parts. The first part this morning and the next part tomorrow. For those who, like me, like trivia facts and figures, here are a few fun facts about Psalm 118. It falls between the shortest chapter of the Bible, Psalm 117, and the longest chapter of the Bible, 119. Not only that, Psalm 118 is the central chapter of the Bible when measured by chapter count. There are 594 chapters before it and 594 chapters after it. So in total, there are 1188 chapters in the Bible other than chapter 118. And if that's not enough, it also contains the central verse of the Bible, which is Psalm 118, verse 8. Of course, none of these things have any theological or spiritual significance, but are fun anyway. Let's move on to some more serious stuff. Psalms 113 through 118 are preeminently psalms of praise, and for this reason are called the Hallel Psalms. Psalm 113 provides a grounding for the group asking the question, "Who is like the Lord our God? He is high above all nations, glorious in heaven, and yet exalts the poor and needy." Psalm 114 records the exodus from Egypt and how God the Creator controlled and managed His creation for the benefit of His people. Psalm 115 glorifies the Lord for His rescue of the nation of Israel from spiritual death, from idolatry. Psalm 116 glorifies and expresses love for the Lord for His deliverance of the individual from physical death. Psalm 117 is very short, only two verses, but of dramatic significance. It extends the truth of all to all nations. What was done for Israel was done for all. And then Psalm 118 enables us to join in the great procession through the gates and into the presence of the Lord Himself. This group of Psalms, 113 to 118, is often called the Egyptian Hallel because it was chanted in the temple while the Passover lambs were being slain. It was chanted also on other festival occasions, such as at Pentecost, the Feast of Tabernacles, and the Feast of Dedication. The Levites, standing before the altar, chanted it verse by verse, the people responding by repeating the verses or by intoned hallelujahs. Apart from the public use at festivals, it was also chanted in private families at the Feast of Passover. Psalms 113 and 114 would have been sung before the meal, and the others after the meal. Matthew 26 verse 30 records, "And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives." So this is quite probably the hymn which our Saviour and His disciples sung at the conclusion of the Passover supper kept by them in the upper room at Jerusalem. Please take time to read this whole group of Psalms at some stage to help appreciate God's grace and mercy. If we look at now at the structure of Psalm 118, it's believed that it accompanied a procession into the temple. There are several changes of person in the psalm, and some commentators believe it may have been recited antiphonally, that is a call and a response between groups of individuals. Verses 1 to 4 seem to be an invocation, probably delivered by a priest, with response from the people in verses 2 to 4. In verses 5 to 18, the king is the speaker, and he is leading the people in worship at the temple gate. He is probably interrupted at times by antiphonal refrains from the crowd. In verse 19, the king asks the doorkeeper for entrance to the temple. The doorkeeper responds in verse 20 with a description of those who may enter. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. The remainder of the psalm takes place within the temple itself. Again, there seem to be three speakers. In verse 21, the king declares that God has saved him, and there is a joyful response from the people in verses 22 through 24. In verses 25 and 26, the priests deliver a petition and a blessing. The final three verses describe the presentation of the sacrifice. The priests command the sacrifice in verse 27. The king responds with praise in verse 28. And the people seal the ceremony with the same formula with which it began in verse 29. That is a broad outline of this psalm. We will look at it in more detail tomorrow, but right now you'll be able to listen to a singing of this psalm in Hebrew. I trust that you'll enjoy it and that you'll read the full psalm for yourself before tomorrow.
Yeshua.